It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Texting has changed the conventions of punctuation and given the period entirely new emotional clout.
That's what they say. Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good Sunday morning to you, Anne.
Good morning.
You know, texting is not in my realm, so I have to find out. You need to be our interpreter. What are the changes in punctuation? First of all, I never see punctuation in the texting that I do see. There is punctuation, and it does have a meaning?
There is. And I will be the mouthpiece for my students because it is my students who teach me about how texting and the new punctuation conventions work. I'm teaching a class called How Conversations Work. We have been investigating how electronic conversations work, so texting, Facebook chat, that kind of thing. They told me that I have to understand there's a big difference between okay, O-K-A-Y, no period, and okay with a period. I said, there is? They said, oh, yes, there is. The okay without a period, without any punctuation, that's the neutral or unmarked okay. That would be, it really is okay. So you just say, okay. The okay with a period is a little bit abrupt, a little bit more serious, maybe even a little bit angry.
And is this lowercase or uppercase?
Probably lowercase. Mm-hmm. Then they explain, now, if it was okay with ellipses, with three dots after it, that would be something that probably isn't okay. If we were talking, that would be the okay that expresses some skepticism or perhaps even unhappiness about what you're being asked to do.
So this is a demonstration of that evolution of language we like to talk about.
It is that here in texting or Facebook chat, you don't have all the cues that you have when you're talking with someone in person where you can read their body language, you can see their facial expression, you can hear tone. And so young people are taking punctuation and making it do the work of tone to show emotion, to show you're kidding. So they have also explained to me that ellipses, for example, at the beginning of a message, if you put those ellipses before you write something, is a way to soften what you're saying.
Is some of this simply intuitive that we've adjusted ourselves so that we can take the bite out of something, the sting out of something with those ellipses? Because I find myself doing this, but nobody ever taught me that that's what we should be doing.
Well, that's exactly right. This is a set of conventions that are forming. It's a kind of norm, and people learn it as they are texting. And when I talk with students about it, they're surprised by how much is shared that a student will say, oh, that's how you use ellipses. And the other students will say, oh, yes, that's exactly right.
So the big players, the power period, and the ellipses. Any other little changes on the horizon in terms of texting?
Well, there are lots of changes. The thing I'm struck by is that the students are telling me that there is not as much abbreviation going on anymore. So when they told me that, I said, well, now I still write THX for thanks. And there was a gasp in the room, and they said, don't do that. And I said, why not? They said, it's really not very polite. You should always write it out.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble too then. I've learned something here today, and that's always a good day.
So glad I could help.
Thanks for the info, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.